प्रदाय ते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौर द्विषे नमः। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 12 चैप्टर 5 टेक्स्ट नंबर 8 टू टेक्स्ट नंबर 13 टिल द एंड ऑफ द चैप्टर। टेक्स्ट नंबर 8। न तत्रात्मा स्वयं ज्योति यो व्यक्ता व्यक्तयोः परः आकाश इव चाधारो ध्रुवो नन्तोपमस्ततः। सिनोनिम्स ना नॉट तत्र देर आत्मा द सोल स्वयं ज्योति सेल्फ ल्यूमिनस यह हु व्यक्त अव्यक्तयो फ्रॉम द मैनिफेस्ट एंड द अनमैनिफेस्ट द ग्रोस एंड सटल बॉडीज para different akasha the sky iva as cha and adhara the basis dhruva fixed ananta without end upamaha or comparison tata thus Translation by the disciples of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki translation. The soul within the body is self-luminous and is separate from the visible gross body and invisible subtle body. It remains as the fixed basis of changing bodily existence. Just as the ethereal sky is the unchanging background of material transformation. Therefore, the soul is endless and without material comparison. Verse number 9. Evam atmanam atmastham atmanaivamrisha prabho buddhyanumana garbhinya Vasudevanuchintaya. Translation. My dear King, by constantly meditating upon the Supreme Lord Vasudev and by applying clear and logical intelligence, you should carefully consider your true self and how it is situated within the material body. Text 10. Chodito vipravakyena नत्वां धक्ष्यति तक्षकः मृत्यवो नोपधक्ष्यन्ति मृत्युनां मृत्युमीश्वरम्। Translation. The snake word Takshak sent by the curse of the Brahmana will not burn your true self. The agents of death will never burn such a master of the self as you. For you have already conquered all dangers on your path back to Godhead. Purport. Real death is the covering of one's eternal Krishna consciousness. For the soul, material illusion is just like death. But Parikshit Maharaj had already destroyed all those dangers that threaten one's spiritual life, such as lust, envy, and fear. Shukadeva Goswami here congratulates the great saintly king, who as a pure devotee of Lord Krishna, homeward bound to the spiritual sky, was far beyond the reach of death. Text number 11 and 12. Aham Brahma Param Dhamma Brahmaham Paramam Padam Evam Samiksha Chatmanam Atmanyadhaya Nishkale Dashantam Takshakam Pade Lelihanam Vishananai Nadrakshati Shariram Cha Vishvam Cha Prithagatmanaha. Translation. You should consider, I am non-different from the Absolute Truth, the Supreme Abode, and that Absolute Truth, the Supreme Destination, is non-different from me. Thus, resigning yourself to the Supreme Soul, who is free from all material misidentifications, you will not even notice the snake bird Takshak when he approaches with his poison-filled fangs and bites your foot. Nor will you see your dying body or the material world around you, because you will have realized yourself to be separate from them. Text 13. Etate kathitam tata yadatma prishtavandripa harer vishvatmanashesham kimbhuya shrotumichasi. Translation. Beloved King Parikshit, I have narrated to you the topics you originally inquired about, the pastimes of Lord Hari, the Supreme Soul of the universe. Now what more do you wish to hear? Purport. In his commentary on this text, Srila Jiva Goswami has elaborately demonstrated by citing many Bhagavatam verses the exalted devotional position of King Parikshit, who was fully determined to fix his mind upon Lord Krishna and go back home, back to Godhead. Thus ends the purports of the humble servants of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada to the 12th canto, 5th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam entitled Shukadeva Goswami's Final Instructions to Maharaj Parikshit. Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So this is a really nice translation and purports by the disciples of Srila Prabhupada. In the final purport, it was mentioned how Srila Jiva Goswami has elaborately described the glories of Parikshit Maharaj. Actually, our Vaishnava Acharya, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur Mahashay, has written a very nice song in which he has described the criteria of success for any devotee. Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur says, Janam Safal Tar Krishna Darshan Jar Bhagya hoi ache ek bar. Janam asafal tar, his life is successful. Krishna darshan jar, who gets the darshan of Krishna, bhagya hoi ache ek bar, at least once in his life. If somebody gets a direct darshan of Lord Krishna at least once in his or her life, their life is considered to be perfect and successful. It means that they are experiencing their final birth in this material world, and after this they will no longer experience any more material birth, because they got a direct vision or direct darshan of Lord Shri Krishna. What then to speak about Parikshit Maharaj, who as soon as he entered the womb had a direct darshan of Lord Krishna. His destination was fixed right within his womb. He had gotten a direct darshan of Lord Krishna even within the womb. When the weapon of Ashwathama was about to kill him, at that point of time, it was Lord Krishna who came and saved him. Many yogis are trying to meditate upon Lord Krishna, and even after meditating upon Lord Krishna for prolonged duration of time, they are unable to see even for a fraction of a second the darshan of Lord Shri Krishna. They are not able to attain. Srila Rupa Goswami says in one of his prayers, Yadyapi samadhishu vidhirapi pashyati na tava na khagramarichim. Oh dear Lord Krishna, even in samadhi, Lord Brahma is not able to see even the tip of your toenails. So even Lord Brahma is not able to see the tip of the toenails of Lord Krishna within his state of samadhi. Lord Brahma simply hears the voice of Lord Krishna. In the beginning of the creation, Lord Brahma heard the words, Tapa, execute austerity. After executing austerity for thousands of years, within the heart, Krishna revealed the Vedas to Lord Brahma. So even Lord Brahma is incapable of seeing the tip of the lotus nails of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But on the other hand, we have Parikshit Maharaj, who even as a child within the womb got a direct darshan of the Lord protecting him. This same Lord, however, did not protect the sons of the Pandavas. When the sons of the Pandavas were slaughtered by Ashwathama in their sleep, all the sons of the Pandavas were killed by Ashwathama. And the Supreme Personality of Godhead was present right there in the battlefield of Mahabharata. However, it was not Krishna's desire to save those children from death, but Krishna wanted to save one and only one, Parikshit Maharaj, from the clutches of death. Krishna arranged specifically for Parikshit Maharaj to be saved from the clutches of death. This is because Parikshit Maharaj was very much dear to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. His name itself is Parikshit. Pari means in all directions. Ikshit means one who has seen. One who saw Pari in all directions, Lord Krishna around him, is known as Parikshit or Parikshit. This is our Parikshit Maharaj, who attained success at the very beginning of his human form of life. So all glories to such a king. And he has met the perfect spiritual master in the form of Srila Sukadev Goswami. And Srila Sukadev Goswami has given him the perfect instruction in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam. Srila Jiva Goswami has quoted a verse in Tattva Sandarbha, which explains how Srimad Bhagavatam is most merciful literature. Srila Jiva Goswami has quoted a verse which says, Vedah Puranam Kavyam Cha Prabhur Mitra Priyevacha Bodhayanti Iti Prahus Trivad Bhagavatam Punaha. There is Vedic literature, there are Puranas, and there is poetry of the contemporary Sanskrit poets. There are these three types of literature in Sanskrit. Jiva Goswami says Veda instructs one like a master. The instructions which Vedas give are like a master. Satyam vada, speak the truth. Dharmam chara, walk on the path of dharma. Instructions given like a master. Purana speaks like a friend. You should do this, you should not do this. And contemporary Sanskrit literature, Sanskrit poetry based on the life of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Like there are many poetries written by the Sanskrit poet Kalidas. One of the poetry he wrote was about Raghuvamsha, about the dynasty of Lord Ram. He wrote about the dynasty of Lord Ram. And this poetry instructs us like a priya, like a beloved wife or a beloved husband, like a beloved spouse. So Veda instructs us like a master, Puranas instruct us like a friend, and poetry instructs us like a beautiful spouse, like a loving spouse. Jiva Goswami says, Trivad Bhagavatam Punah. But Srimad Bhagavatam instructs us like all three simultaneously. In Srimad Bhagavatam, there are instructions like a master giving instructions to his faithful disciple. For example, in the fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Rishabh Dev is instructing like a master. Nayam deho deha bhajanri loke kashtan kaman arhate vidbujamye tapo divyam putra kayena sattvam shuddhyedyasmad brahma saukhyam tvanantam. Dear sons, this body is not meant to work hard like those dogs and hogs who are eating stool. Instead, you should perform divine austerity and attain spiritual life, which is a life of eternal happiness. Instructing like a master. Sometimes Srimad Bhagavatam instructs like a friend. The second verse of Srimad Bhagavatam. Dharmah projhita kaitavotra paramo nirmat saranam satam vedyam vastavam atra vastu shivadam tapatrayon mulanam Srimad Bhagavate Mahamuni Krite Kim Vaparairishvara Sadyo Ridya Varudya Tetra Kritibi Sushrushubistakshana. Dear friend, once the Srimad Bhagavatam has been read, what need is there to read any other literature? Dear friend, simply by reading Srimad Bhagavatam, the Supreme Personality of Godhead will be established within the heart as an irrevocable fact. This is the same Bhagavatam instructing us like a friend. And the same Srimad Bhagavatam instructs us like a beloved wife or husband also. The third verse of the Bhagavatam in a very sweet way says, Nigama kalpataror galitam falam shukamukhadamrita dravasam yutam Pibata Bhagavatam Rasamalayam Muhuraho Rasika Bhuvi Bhavuka. Muhuraho Rasika, O dear connoisseur of Rasa, come enjoy Srimad Bhagavatam. It is the tallest fruit from the highest tree of the Vedic literature, and it has been spoken by Shukadev Goswami, who like a parrot has eaten the fruit and made it even more sweeter. Dear Rasika, would you not like to drink the nectar of Srimad Bhagavatam? Yes. Drink repeatedly. Come. Drink repeatedly. Inviting like a beloved wife or beloved husband. Srimad Bhagavatam instructs us in all these three ways. How can one find a more glorious guru as Srila Shukadev Goswami? From his very birth, he fulfilled the desire of anyone whom he met. As soon as he was born, he left his home. And when he left his home, immediately there was his father crying behind him, Putra! Because his father desired a son. At that very moment, Shukadev Goswami fulfilled his desires. Because as soon as Vyasadev shouted, Putra, somebody replied back saying, Putra. Who replied back saying Putra? All the trees replied back saying Putra. The devotee poets say, actually, Shukadev Goswami immediately indicated to Vyasadeva, not only me, but all these trees are also your putras. They are all your sons. Who in this creation is not your son, dear Vyasadeva? Tell me. They are all meant to be instructed by you like a dear son. So by the resounding of the trees, he immediately made all of them putras, or so many sons were given to Sri Vyasadev. He fulfilled all the desires of all those who came in contact with him. This our Shukadev Goswami is the highest teacher. And at the end of his instructions, he is asking Parikshit Maharaj, Parikshit, do you want to hear anything else? What a rhetorical question. What can Parikshit Maharaj say? Parikshit Maharaj has already heard everything so nicely and asked all questions and answers. And after having asked all questions and answers, the Guru does not sarcastically say, but mercifully says, do you want to hear anything? If you were inattentive at any point of time, I am willing to repeat the instruction for you. I will repeat the instruction for you, dear Parikshit, if simply you are willing to hear to me. So this is the most ideal spiritual master. Gurava bhavo santi shishya vittapaharaka. Saguru durlabham devi shishya santapaharaka. Srila Jiva Goswami quotes a verse in Bhakti Sandarbha. Gurava bhavo santi. We are tired of seeing so many gurus, shishya vittapaharaka, who are stealing away the wealth of the disciples. Saguru durlabha devi. But that guru is very, very rare. O Parvati, shishya santapaharaka, who can snatch away the burning sensation within the heart of the disciple in the material world. It's very rare to find such a guru who can snatch away this feeling of burning within the material world. There are many gurus who are expert in snatching away the wealth of the disciple. We all are looking for that guru who will snatch away the burning sensation within the heart, which is present everywhere in this material world. And therefore, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur first and foremost glorifies the Guru by saying, Samsar dava nal leedha loka tranaya karonya ghana ghanatvam praptasya kalyana gunaranavasya vande guru shri charanaravindam. Dava nal, it's a big forest fire. It's important because there is going to be a big fire which is going to consume Parikshit Maharaj's body. But when the spiritual master in the form of the most merciful cloud has already poured the nectar shower of Srimad Bhagavatam, what is the chance for any fire to arise within such a shower? There is absolutely no chance. So Shukadeva Goswami assures Parikshit Maharaj, Parikshit, do not worry. Do not consider that your body will be burnt by the poison of Takshaka. Long before that, I assure you, you will have already attained success. Parikshit, you have no karma remaining with you. Absolutely no karma. Only those people who have karma have a material body. And only those people who have a material body experience the pain of death. But dear Parikshit, for you all of the karma has been completely extinguished. If all of the karma is already extinguished, what is the question of having a material body? And when there is no material body, what is the question of suffering at the time of death? For you, dear Parikshit, there will be no suffering at the time of death, since you have no karma. Karma is of three varieties, as described in Shastra. First variety of karma is known as Sanchita karma. Sanchita karma is karma which is stored in the background. Since time immemorial, since millions of lives, we have been committing so many karmas, that karma is stored, it is known as Sanchita karma. The second variety of karma is known as Prarabdha karma. When our current material body takes birth, a small portion of Sanchit karma is taken and the current material body is created. That is known as Prarabdha karma. As soon as the material body is created, the enjoyment and suffering which will be there within the material body is already predestined. So that is Prarabdha karma, the most impossible to change, Prarabdha karma. And the third is Kriyaman karma. Kriyaman is the new karma which we will be creating in this body. So as soon as we acquire this body, we start creating new karma. It is Kriyaman karma which will be added to the stockpile known as Sanchit karma. So three types of karma. Sanchit karma, karma stored in the stockpile. Prarabdha karma, a portion of that taken in order to enjoy or suffer this body. And Kriyaman karma, karma which will be newly created through this body which will be added to the stockpile. These are the three types of karma which are present in for each and every human being. And it is only for human beings, because Bhagavad Gita Krishna says, Karmanu bandhini manushya loke. Only in the human form of life is there bondage of karma. In all other forms of life, there is no bondage of karma. There is simply enjoying or suffering the results of karma. But these three types of karma are applicable only within the human form of life. Acharya has given analogy to explain these three types of karma. The Acharya say, for example, if there is an archer who has a quiver of arrows behind him, he takes an arrow out of the quiver, aims at a target and shoots the arrow. After shooting the arrow, he sits down and crafts a new arrow. After crafting the new arrow, he adds the arrow back to the quiver. The arrows in the quiver are compared to Sanchit Karma or stockpile of karma. The arrow which he just shot, which is going to hit the target, nothing stopping it, is Prarabdha Karma, our current material body, which we have to enjoy or suffer. It is going to hit its target. And the new arrow which he crafted, which he added to the quiver, is Kriyaman Karma, karma which is newly created through this body. In this analogy, all the three variations of karma have been explained by the previous acharyas. However, Srila Rupa Goswami says, by indulging in all other processes besides bhakti, one can destroy two of these varieties of karma. One can destroy Sanchit Karma, the previous stockpile of karma. And one can destroy Kriyamana, the new karma, because one does not create any new karma if one becomes a jnani or a yogi. One can stop the creation of new karma. But Prarabdha Karma one has to suffer or enjoy through. This current body one has to suffer or enjoy through. But there is one and only one exception for stopping Prarabdha Karma. There is only one process. And that process is bhakti, especially chanting the names of Lord Shri Krishna. Rupa Goswami in his Namashtakam says, Yad Brahma Sakshat Kriti Nishthayapi Vinashamayati Vinana Bhogai Apaiti Nama Spuranena Tatte Prarabdha Karmeti Virauti Veda. Virauti Veda, the Vedas loudly cry out. Yad Brahma Sakshat Kriti Nishthayapi Vinashamayati Vinana Bhogai. Even the Brahma Jnani, the impersonalist, has to suffer through Prarabdha Karma. But Apaiti Nama Spuranena Tatte. It is only and only by chanting of the glorious names of Lord Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, that even the most difficult variety of karma to be eradicated, which is Prarabdha Karma, can also be completely eradicated. It's only by the process of bhakti that Prarabdha Karma is destroyed. Bhakti is able to stop the arrow midway and say no more Prarabdha Karma for this person, because he has taken to the path of bhakti. This is the glory of performing bhakti. This is the glory of getting instructed by such a glorious spiritual master as Srila Shukadeva Goswami. In the 10th canto it is said, Nivritta tarshai rupagiyamanat bhavau shada chrotra manobhiramat ka uttama shloka gunanu vadat puman virajyata vina pashughnat. Srimad Bhagavatam attracts all types of people. Those who are above, those who want to get liberated, those who are already liberated, and those who have all material desires. All of them are attracted to this Srimad Bhagavatam. A devotee poet who appeared in Maharashtra around 1850, his name is Hari Shauri. Srila Prabhupada named one of his disciples after him. Hari Shauri glorifies the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam using a verse. Hari Shauri says, Yata shasyana yat priyam bhavati tat syat kami loka priya Yad vasvasya na saukhya shali bhavati preshtham cha tad yogina satyevam yadi havatar charite pritir dvayor utkata etus tatra tatha charitra saranir narayani tisphutam. Hari Suri says, just see the glories of the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Yata shasya na yat priyam bhavati. The yogis don't like to hear something. What do they not like to hear? They do not like to hear about the romantic affairs of boys and girls in the material world. They do not like to hear about romance talks of boys and girls. But, syat kami loka priya. But the lusty people like it so very much. Very nice. For them it is most delightful. In the next line he says, yad vasvasyana saukhya shali bhavati. What the lusty person does not like, what does he not like? He does not like to hear talks about the absolute supreme truth. Preshtham cha tad yogina. But the yogi likes to hear that very much. Satyevam yadi havatara charite pritir dvayor utkata. How amazing. In this 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, both the yogi and the lusty person will show equal and extreme delight. This is the only literature in the world that is capable of harmonizing two people from the extreme ends of society, the lusty person as well as the yogi, and make them sit together in the same class and release the same katha of Srimad Bhagavatam. All glories to such a literature named Srimad Bhagavatam that can harmonize the opposites within the society. Srimad Bhagavatam ki
jai.
Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
Itai Gaur Premanande.
Thank you so much for this wonderful class.
Thank you, Prabhupada.
So you're talking about the different karmas.
Yes.
On the stockpile of karma. Usually one who's not a devotee, like when he dies, he has to see the abode of Yamaraj, he passes his karma. So the question is, this stockpile of karma, isn't it burnt out in the hellish planets? That's one. And another question, if a human falls in the animal platform, He would have some stockpile of karma too, which means an animal would have some. So can you address those?
Yes. It's a very nice question. I will repeat the question. Prabhu's question is, if there is a stockpile of karma, which we technically call Sanchit karma. So if there is a stockpile of karma and after death, if somebody is not a devotee and such a person attains the abode of Yamaraj, in that abode, will that entire stockpile of karma be exhausted? So the reply to that is no, because the stockpile of karma has not only sinful karma but also pious karma. So only the most sinful karma which requires punishment in hell. For example, somebody has engaged in illicit sex. Somebody is not a devotee, has engaged in illicit sex outside marriage. Srimad Bhagavatam says, 5th canto says, there is a punishment for that. For that specific karma will be exhausted in the hellish planets. Then whatever remains is not so sinful, but that will be exhausted, that will remain in the Sanchit karma. That will be exhausted in other species of life. Similarly, if there is some extreme piety that he has committed, he or she has committed, for example, he has properly executed Agnihotra, fire sacrifice each and every day of his life. If he has been proper Agnihotri Brahmana, then he deserves to go to heaven. So that particular karma, which is pious karma, will be exhausted in heaven. And Krishna says, kshine punye, when that piety will be depleted, but some other general karma remains, martya lokam vishanti, he will again come back to the planet of the human beings and exhaust the remaining karma. But still a huge stockpile remains from that. So only the most sinful karma, according to Shastra, what karma has to be exhausted, that is also maintained in the abode of Yamaraj. Yes, yes, yes. Oh yeah, so that lesser sinful karma is exhausted in other species of life, like animals, etc.
Thank you, Prabhu, for your talk. Again, about Sanchit karma, you said that a portion of that's taken to manifest as Prabhu karma. But is that portion, is it representative of the whole stockpile, or is it just part of the stockpile?
Yeah. Actually, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Gahana Karmano Gati. It's very difficult to understand what are the ways of karma. But still, Acharyas have explained that a certain mixture from that stockpile is taken, which consists of a mix of pious and sinful activities, reactions. Because human birth means they also have to suffer as well as they also have to enjoy. Some people have a greater mixture of sinful activities. So they take birth in countries or families which are very poor and which do not have many facilities. But in somebody's Sanchit karma, there is a greater percentage of pious activity. So they take birth in a rich family, or they take birth in countries where there are ample facilities available right from their very birth. So depends from person to person, the mixture for every person is different. And for this reason, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Gahana Karmano Gati. It's very difficult to determine exactly how karma will act on any particular person.
So there could be extremely pious,
yes,
credit, or yes, extremely impious,
yes,
credit,
yes,
that aren't necessarily representative of in our corrupt times this life.
Yes.
They're just waiting for,
yes,
frightening.
Yes.
So regarding Prarabdha karma, you explain how that works, that helps to create this body, and that only devotional service can stop that. Srila Prabhupada mentioned that